what's called Chaimal Kiddush Hashem and Misal Kiddush Hashem. There's two ways people can Kiddush Hashem. There's a person who lives on Kiddush Hashem, and the person that does on Kiddush Hashem. Kiddush dying on Kiddush Hashem, we know. We have many examples. We know that people's Maisa Nefesh, they would die rather than kiss the cross. They would die rather than this. Hidden for thousands of years, Avraham Avinu would die rather than admit to Nimrod's Avodah Zarah. But there's also an aspect, no less, could even be greater, and that's the Nisoyon of our generation. Our generation is not being asked to daas Kiddush Hashem. There's no one holding a gun against you and saying, you're going to shachris this morning, you're going to get killed. You know, everybody, we're living pretty open, free lives here. Certainly in rave places in the world today, a Yid can live as a Yid without too many problems. But there's an aspect of living as Kiddush Hashem, which is not so kosher. And what does Kiddush Hashem mean? What does it mean being Mois and Nefesh? It's mevatling all your Ritzonos in order to do the Ratzon Hashem. To daas Kiddush Hashem means you have to kill all your Ritzonos. The strongest Ratzon that a person has is to live. You have to give up that Ratzon for the Ratzon of Hashem. And to live also, we'll see. Rav Pinkas said today there's many opportunities to daas Kiddush Hashem. People just don't realize it. You after Shabbos came, you open the fridge and realize you didn't take out the today it's more complicated. Today you have to be a computer programmer to use a fridge on Shabbos. But in the old days you forgot to take out the bulb. And the light's on. So what's the lock? You can't close the fridge now. That's it. And it's 43 degrees Celsius up there in the Negev. And you have very choshev of visitors coming for Shabbos. And the food's gonna be spoiled. And nobody knows. You're standing there alone, and all you have to do is just one turn of the bulb, and everything's fine, and no one will ever know. And you don't. You leave the fridge open, and the visitors come. There'll be see this mamash that's the pshuta that's dying as Kiddush Hashem. The embarrassment of the visitors coming. There's no food, and there's doors. There's many opportunities to that person has in his own little dala numbers, with no one ever knowing, to be moist and nefesh. To be Meisene, it's a mysterious nefesh of enormous proportions. You have to find your own nekudas. For you, that might not be a nesoyin at all.
What are you saying? That not making Chilul Hashem is equal to making Kiddush Hashem?
Not the Chilul Hashem. There's no Chilul Hashem here. No one would know. No one knows, whatever. But you're being Meisene nefesh. You're being Meisene nefesh to do the Ratzon Hashem. You're mevatling all your burning desires, all your embarrassment, everything that you're going to suffer, you mevatel that all to the Ratzon Hashem, not to take out the bowl. There are many opportunities like that. Many opportunities like that.
And embarrassment is like death, and therefore it's dying on Kiddush Hashem, yeah?
Whatever, I mean, you have to find your nekuda. For some people it's embarrassment, for some people it's something else, for some people it's whatever, you know. Some people it's giving up the first class seat to go sit in business class, is Mesiris Nefesh, you know. To say you have to know each person's got his nakuda, but he was just giving you an example of don't think today that a person is not being Makayim in the midst of dying as Kiddush Hashem. There are plenty of opportunities to come. We'll see that as we go along, we'll see some very. We saw one extreme example of the two brothers that were in business together, and with a little white lie, they could save their business. And by telling the truth, he was going to be the Rosh of the generation. And the one brother told the little white lie and carried on living his life like a big tzaddik, and the other brother didn't tell the little white lie and, you know, lost his business and lost his standing in the community and whatever. It's also Mesiris Nefesh, you know, his daughter didn't get Shidduchim, and that was 50 years of Gehenim because he did the Ratzon Hashem. And the other brother who told the little white lie was the big tzaddik and his name and all the buildings and was a big bulk stock there, got the best Shidduchim or whatever. And the other brother, Nebuch, was a... And so Mamash, he gave up his life, Kiddush Hashem. He was Mois and Nefesh to do the Ratzon Hashem. When they get to Shemaim, it looks a bit different. When they get to Shemaim, like the Prophet said, when you get to Shemaim, the world's upside down there. What's on top here is at the bottom there. It's not for sure. Literally gave up his life.
It's a problem. It's to think if you make the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, something bad come to you. It's wrong.
But the Yetzer Hara is a very
if you turn off the light, you think you will have the good, but it's wrong. It's opposite.
Doing the Ratzon Hashem can never harm anybody. That's 100% clear. But the Yetzer Hara, if it was that simple, we'd all be tzaddikim.
Yeah.
Because the Yetzer Hara also knows that we know that, and he drains your cup. It gets you to think this and think this and maybe this. And maybe that's not the Ratzon Hashem. We know, we all have these struggles, you're right. If it was that simple, no one would leave davening early, no one would come to davening late, everybody would just, we'd all be tzaddikim. No, you're right, 100% right, but the problem is there's a Yetzer Hara. Then we added, we said that when Kodesh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu that your children would be like the stars and the sand and the earth, it was some generations where Klal Yisrael is Moshele Kachavim, and Bitlus Kol Ritzonayim Hayishim, Yotzim Amrechas Atzeva V'Nivdol BaKodesh Baruch Hu. They were like the stars, they were completely transcendent, they mevatled all their personal ritzonos, and they were cleaving to Hashem. B'dozeim Hayu Boroiv Hamayel Kachavim. They were higher than the Kachavim. They didn't use the koyach habechira properly. They didn't detach themselves from the physical world. They mamash plunged into the abyss of the physical world. They were lower than the earth, than the dust. We're now coming to that question about why is the Jewish people suffering? Why have we suffered more than any other nation in the world? We started this whole sugi a few weeks ago discussing Kabbalah's Yisurim Ba'ava. Why is it that Klal Yisrael is the suffering nation? Yeah? It's not chas v'chil because they're worse than anybody else. Adarabba. We're the chosen people. I know it's not very politically correct to say that because it's racist, but unfortunately you're going to have to accept the fact that we are racist. We Jews are racist. We are the chosen people. We are different. We are different. In Malasot. We apologize and we say, no, it's not really that we're better. We're just different. You know, like everyone's got a different tafkid. Is it not? We are amanifcho. Bnei b'chayri Yisrael. They didn't say that by the goy. We have to recognize that as a truth, however politically incorrect that might be today. Heim am she'olav lishmo yichidoisa k'shehu menutak me'amareches ha'teva. They maintain their uniqueness when they detach themselves from the natural system, the natural order of things. L'chein im hu lo yaski la'asu zois ba'atzmoy. If he won't, therefore, understand to do that himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu yidai ki lo yidach mimenu nidach. Hu yidai ki lo yehudi echad sheyoich nitek min hakrov v'derek z'Hashem. Hashem will make sure that there won't be one Jew that's going to be able to menatek himself from Hashem. V'hu midrachek atzoros tigroi mena lo l'shuv litkarev. If he does try and get away from Hashem, the tzoros will bring him back to Hashem. It means you've got a choice. You can go first class or you can go in the baggage compartment. But you're going to go where Hashem wants you to go at the end of the day. Hashem wants a relationship with us and He wants us to be dovuk with Him, and it's going to happen one way or another. You can't avoid it. Unless you're going to take yourself so much, you never come back. There are very few people that can do that. Machtes HaRabim, I think, is the only person that can actually do that. Someone who's Machtes HaRabim is the only person, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, that the Rambam says he has no chelek l'olam haba and he can't do tshuva. If you want to do aveiros, don't include anyone else. Don't, you know, you want to do weird things and whatever, you know, so then don't take anyone along with you. You want to be a reformed rabbi, it's not advisable. It's not an advisable profession for the faint of heart, because as the Rambam says, he has no chelek in el mabah, and there's another list of people who can't do tshuva, and I think he's the only one that's on both lists. I'm not mistaken. The only person is a Mahdi Sarabi. And he didn't take it.
Why did he offer it?
It's a kasha, but it's straight. I mean, that's why it's a kasha, because he can't do it. Machtis and Rabbi cannot do tshuva. Not poshut. The Orthodox rabbis also have that problem, unfortunately. Ein kan mokem laharich. You can speak to me afterwards if you want. Rav Avigdor Miller learned this yesod from the matzah. At the Seder, one of the three things you have to say in order to be yotzezan is matzah. So he explained what's the chiddush of matzah, is that matzah, if you don't take it out of the oven in time, becomes chometz. You can't use it. Klal Yisrael is doymel matzah. If Klal Yisrael gets to a certain point, they move into a new country, they get assimilated very quickly, there's a certain point where they go cross the red line, they become chometz, they can't be redeemed anymore. It's too late for them. So Hashem always takes them out of there before it's too late. Sometimes he does it nicely and sometimes he does it not so pleasantly. He related to the Holocaust, obviously, that had the Jews not come out of Germany when they did, it would have been always game, it would have game over. He said Hashem's always going to take the Jews out of the oven before it's too late. And then he started talking about America. Don't think that America is a spiritual haven. Eventually Hashem's going to take them out of America. They're so assimilated and so American society, the Jews are so assimilated. He said, don't think Hashem's going to, they're going to, Hashem will take them out of there, whether they go voluntarily or whether they go horribly, but they don't think that America is not going to follow the patterns of Jewish history. He said, that's the lesson we learn from matzah. It's a thing that at the Seder person needs to know that's matzah. Matzah is ad kan, leave. The Jews in Spain were getting very comfortable and very assimilated, whatever. What happened? Boom, cheers, leave. And that's been Jewish history.
Yetziat Mitzrayim.
Yetziat Mitzrayim, that's where it started, in Achinami. Klal Yisrael not come out of Mitzrayim, then 80% did get lost. The Chofetz Chaim told Reb Simcha Wasserman, when Mashiach comes, he's not going to leave one Jew behind. Interesting, if you look at the Jewish world today, you know, there's some Jews you can write off. The Chofetz Chaim told Rav Wasserman, he said, Kodesh Baruch Hu is not going to leave one Jew behind. Simcha said, I knew then I would be traveling a lot. He went to take leave of the Chofetz Chaim. He went to say goodbye to the Chofetz Chaim. His father was the Talmud mover. So as he walked out, the Chofetz Chaim told him this. He said, you should know, but the Chofetz Chaim didn't speak. He wasn't telling him our stories. Rav Simcha said, he knew then he was going to be traveling a lot. The Chofetz Chaim told him, you have a mission, and Baruch Hashem fulfilled it. But that's the vote. So you're going to come home one way or another. So the question is, you're going to come out the oven pleasantly, or you're going to come out the oven not so pleasantly. That's the only choice you have. Kashen is boyne navachach sheshtei bechinas elu einu mitchalekes letkufa shoynos. Titochen metzias shebo isa do atzmoi yichyu ba'am yisrael shnei yehudim. These two aspects don't have to be in two separate periods. You can have in one generation two Jews. Harishin ye Yudia Chai Kechal B'tzva Hashem. You have one Jew who lives like a soldier in Hashem's army. Umishtadel Lekayim Es Rotzen Hashem B'Shleimus. He's battling and struggling and he's doing the best he can. He's a real warrior trying to keep the Rotzen Hashem. Uleman Matarazu Humakri V'Zobeach Yoim Yoim Es Rotzenoisa Vashim. Day in and day out, he shechts his own personal desires. Huzoveach is Yitzroi. He's makriv. He's almost like he gives his Yitzhar as a korban. Ulam hu atzmo lo meis bepoil al kiddush Hashem. But he carries on living. He carries on, you know, day in and day out. He's battling his Yitzhar and struggling and fighting to do the rotzon Hashem. And sometimes he wins. Sometimes he loses. But he's in the struggle, but he carries on living. He doesn't die. Uboisadoi yichi yudiache. The same generation, his next door neighbor. Lives another Jew. He never lived at this high level of ruchnias. Whatever, he was much more immersed in the physical world. He wasn't a warrior in Hashem's army. He wasn't fighting day in and day out. But he died. When he died, he was Makadosh Shem Shemayim Barabi. B'kol ha'tkufas, many ma'asim we mentioned yesterday, the Yalkut, about Yoshev Mesisa, Yoshef Meshisa, who lived his whole life as a Balaveira, it was Makadosh Shem Shemayim. The Gemara in Avodah Zorah, what was his name? The one that was Koinesh Olam HaMashachas. Yeah, what was his name?
Dodayan.
Rabbi Loza Ben.
Odaya,
who his whole life was Oved in Averas up to his eyeballs, and it was Makadosh Shem Shemayim with his death. Singled out. In all the generations, but particularly in the Holocaust generation, Yehudim asher b'chaim hem lo hayu, hem lo chayu kiddush Hashem, v'lo mosu nefesh avu avodas Hashem. There were Yidden that lived not exactly what we would call a frum life. Yaisim mikach, lefim hem zan chayes kol ha-kodesh ha-yokar. Not only were they not living, but they were much k'neged. They were mezalzel in the Yiddishkeit. Ulam b'sofo shel davar hem meisol kiddush Hashem. At the end of the day, daras kiddush Hashem. They died, they were killed because they were Jews. We know someone who gets killed because he was Jewish has a din of a kodesh. Could be they didn't even know they were dying as Kiddush Hashem. These two types of Yidden are considered kodeshim. Shnei Inyo, what's have to do with the Akedah? Remember, we were learning about the Akedah. What's got to do with the Akedah? And why was the Shechitas Ayil so choshev? Remember, we ended off with a question yesterday. Not being prepared to kill Yitzchok and being stopped in the end, that should have been enough. Well, more than that? No, and until he shechted the Ayil, nothing happened. No brochas, no nothing. what was the godness of the Shechitas Ayil? We looked in the Pasuk, we mentioned it yesterday. These two types of Mesiris Nefesh we see in the Akeda. The ayil was caught in the bush by its horns. They're in Averis all the year. Avram lifted up his eyes. And he saw. His horns were caught up in the bush. Malamed shayah kodesh bochu Avram Avinu es ha'ayil nitash mechayresh zu v'nizbach b'chayresh acher. Amar ha'kodesh bochu Avram, kach asidon banecha liyois nechozim v'avoynes v'nizbachim b'tzores. Your generation are going to be like this ayil, completely taken up with their averas and immersed, overwhelmed with suffering. Come at Tzoros. V'seifan, in the end, ligolel v'karnav shel ayil. In the end, they're going to be redeemed by the karnav of the ayil, the merit of the karnav of the ayil. Ha'il amlam nishchat b'poil. The ayil got shechted. The ayil didn't live. Yitzhak got up and walked off the bayach. The ayil got shechted. Those Jews that the Sotan, who's the Yetzirah, immerses them in sin. As Rashi says, completely tied up and entangled in this bush, completely entangled in their avarice. In the same way as the isle was shechted as Kiddush Hashem, so too these Jews died as Kiddush Hashem. So the Akedah, the Shechitas Ha'ayil, is a remez to those Yidden, as an example in the Shoah, who lived their whole lives as Goyim, some even married to Goyim, some didn't even know they were Jewish. Their great grandfathers were Jewish, they didn't even know they were Jewish, they weren't Jewish, Lamaisa. And in the end, what happened? They danced into the gas chamber saying, Ashreinu Makimach Alkeinu. And Makar Hashem Shemaim in their debts. That's mesammeled in their Akedah by the aisle. Lumasam, oimdim ois yudim kadoshim, asher chayu b'mesiris nefesh b'yosim b'chayim. On the other hand, there are those Yidden that are living their lives with mesiris nefesh. Es chayem esemes akedah atz moyakshira. Remember, we said yesterday that there are two aspects of the Akedah which weren't commanded and the Chayre looked like they were peripheral issues, and yet we see that they're the Ikkah of the Akedah. First of all, why it's called the Akedah? After the fact that Yitzchak said to Abram, Okod, Tami, because I don't want to apostle the Korban. It was a side issue, just, you know, I'm about to die, so just do me a favor, tie me down, I'll see the knife, I might jump, I'll get scared, you'll apostle the Korban. So he tied him. And what's the other aspect of the Akedah that's a choshuv is the Shechitas Ayil. No one told him to shech the Ayil. What was the big deal? He was prepared to kill his son, so killing someone's sheep. It was harder to kill his son, the sheep than his son. He was ready to kill his own son. So the Shechitas Ayil, that's the big deal. That's our Rosh Hashanah yearning out, all the schus we have at Yom HaZeh, the Shechitas Ayil. Why don't we say that he was prepared to kill Yitzchak? Who needs the sheep? What we said yesterday. So we saw the Ayil was the semel of Klal Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael that's immersed in Aveiros and up to their eyeballs in Aveiros. And they die as Kiddush Hashem. Lumasam, there are those hidden that are represented by the Akeda Atzmoy, the Kshira, the tying, the binding of Isaac. Yitzchak Avinu Lomais Bepoil. He didn't really die. Yitzchak, to the best of our knowledge, didn't die. Vav Shechazal Veshepoch Nishmosoy. His neshama did leave his guf according to certain shittas in Chazal. We say the ashes of Yitzchak in Slichus. We say, may the ashes of Yitzchak come before you. What ashes? So some say his neshama went into the aisle and it was the ashes of the aisle that really Yitzchak. Whatever. We don't understand. Sof sof, achrei maisa keidu, who knows a chai. But at the end of the day, he carried on living. When his neshama left him, didn't leave him. It's a maisim lo mashaneh. He didn't die. He got up and walked away. Ulam Yitzchak Avinu Moshe es kol ratzonos of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. In life, he gave all his ratzonos to Hashem. Haratzon agadol b'yosi yesh l'adam uratzon achayim. We know that the biggest ratzon that a person has is to live. Ein ratzon gavua mimenu. Es haratzon hazeh Moshe Yitzchak Avinu Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And that he gave to Hashem. Ki lo amanu shelcha v'kol hasheli shelcha. I'm you and everything I have is yours. Inyan ze boli de bitu bebakashosel shel Yitzchak lekoyshe yofi yofi. Where do we see the expression of Yitzchak ready to give up his life for Kodesh Baruch Hu? Tie me down properly so that I'm korban. Zu bitul muchlat. That's a total nullification shel hergesh ativi hanitzrei mipnei amavis. The natural tendency that a person has to balk from death, to flinch, to those are natural tendencies. Yitzchak Avinu said, tie me down, I'm scared, I want to die properly. So he gave up every aspect of his reflex muscles even to the Ratzon of Hashem, to die as Kiddush Hashem. Chaim shel Mesiras Nefesh Einim Pshutim Klal V'Klal. Anybody living today is trying to be Shomer Torah and Mitzvahs at whatever level knows that living a life as Kiddush Hashem is not poshut at all. Whether it's the school fees in America, whether it's the lack of school fees in this country, or whatever we know, living the years of Shum Jew today is not poshut. Hayodim mitmoided b'kol rega mul yitzra yomul tzayisav v'tavosov. Besides the outside world that's creating enormous nisoinus, our own inner yetzahara, our desires, our taivas, you're fighting them every minute of the day. We could sin at any moment. He binds himself. He binds himself. He ties himself down that he won't become Apostle Korban. He has to use a computer for Panasa. And my he has to, so, but he doesn't leave it open. He puts on filters and he gets Webchover and if you need Webchover, come talk to me. So it's a big mitzvah to support Webchover. I'll speak to you, come on, but whatever. We're allowed to put in a word from our sponsors, one of the Avreichim that learned it. Webchover is one of the Avreichim designed and invented Webchover. So Shtiglis Panosos, so we have to support Webchover. Whatever it does, why Webchover? Yeah, but then I can't go, and it's nice to do that. No, he binds himself. He can get a very good job, but it means working in a place where there's people that you shouldn't be looking at, whatever. So he gets a job with a lesser salary, so he doesn't have to see princes, whatever. So Tamir, he's mucking himself on the mizbeach of trying to be a good yid. He can't eat what he wants, he can't go where he wants, he goes to these business meetings, and everyone's sitting there and whatever, and he's eating his little bedatz pekel, and whatever works for you, I'm just saying, but all the time he's got to check, he's got to look, he's got to... I was once flying back from South Africa on Ethiopian Airlines, and Taka, the food there is actually very good. It comes from London. It's the Supper's brother-in-law's.
Hamonas.
proper, very good food, and it's 2 o'clock in the morning, and I'm starving. I'm mamish ravenous, okay? And the woman comes to me and she says, she gives me the thing. That's all. It's cold. I mean, it's the liver patty's frozen. She's taken out of the freezer, whatever. She asked me, can I warm up the thing for you? I said yes, and I told the schwarzer 5 times, okay? Don't open it. Bring it to me, kacha as it is now. You got it? Don't open. No, sir. Don't open it, okay? Anyway, she arrives with a beautiful spread on the plate, you know, presenting. I'm so proud of herself. That she, you know, so now you're sitting there. No one's looking. No one knows. I said, what did she do? What's the worst thing that could happen here? She didn't swap it. But there's an issa bossa ne laminayin. You can't eat it. It's awesome. So I ate the frozen liver and whatever, and I didn't eat it, but I said, loya poshut. Loya poshut. Now, that doesn't happen when you're not hungry. When you're not hungry, idiot can do that. But mum, I was ravenous. I hadn't eaten the whole day. Come on, I was mamish starving. I was so looking forward to a hot meal. And it was hot. It was beautiful on the plate. I have a friend, just to show you where people are Makalish Shem Shammai. We're Yidden art today. Poshut Yid, I'm telling you now, I don't know then if you have, show me Torah mitzvahs he was. He's Nishkin Talmud Chochem. He's not a guy that learns very much. I don't want to publicize. Anyway, whatever. From the story, if he ever hears this, he'll know what I'm talking about. He takes his wife, it's the anniversary. So he's giving his wife a surprise. So he books into a very fancy hotel. He's taking his wife for an anniversary. He books a very fancy hotel. And he gets special kosher Mahadran catered food from the caterers or whatever. And it's all double wrapped and sealed or whatever. And he goes to the maitre d' of this fancy hotel, whatever, and he explains to him in uncertain terms how to warm it up and whatever. But he wants him to wheel it in. You know those things they wheel in with the big silver things. This guy wants it like they're doing in the movies, you know? And he wants the waiter to come in and wheel it in and then lift it up, whatever, and then he wants to. But it's got to be sealed. It's got to be in the same thing, whatever. And he's in a place where there's no other food. It's not like you can, you know, duck across to the Badat's McDonald's, you know, or whatever. And, you know, the end of the story. The waiter walks in and he lifts it up and there's all the food open, spread out on the plates or whatever. It's like, you know, and you're sitting with your wife on your anniversary and this is your special prize. And also there's no one there that's going to know. And you know that it's the same food, whatever. And it's bosanella minayin, which is not like a cheeseburger or whatever. Anyway, that... turf the food and you know, had some tupper chips and some went up to the 7-Eleven. But can you imagine the nisayin? Now it sounds like a pithy nisayin, but anybody put yourself in that situation? No, it does. Poshut, what a yid does today. He's ochered himself. He binds himself, he ties himself down and says, No, I can't. So I'm saying there's plenty of opportunities. Don't mazalz it in our own lives. You know, we think we're not being thrown into gas chambers or whatever. So who we little, we don't ever. No, we have misoinus today that are noira vayoy. Especially if you travel. If you travel, it's the worst. Traveling's a curse.
Once my kosher meal was brought and given to the passenger, the goy, sitting a row.